This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. It's Election Day, and as of this morning, around a million Coloradans had already returned their ballots. That's about a quarter of the state's active voters. In recent off-year elections, final turnout has hovered around 40%. Of the ballots that have come in so far, just over 40% are from unaffiliated voters, with the rest split almost evenly between Democrats and Republicans. Voters statewide are deciding on new funding for school meals and other food aid. Lucas Brady Woods has more for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
There are two statewide measures on Colorado ballots this year, Propositions LL and MM. If approved, they would increase funding for the state's universal school meals program, called Healthy School Meals for All. Proposition MM would also help the state cover SNAP or food stamps after Congress cut federal funding for the program this summer. The measure would raise money by increasing taxes on Coloradans earning $300,000 a year or more by an average of about $500. Polls close at 7 p.m. Ballots must be submitted by that time using an official Dropbox or at an in-person voting center. Locations are listed on the Secretary of State's website.
That's Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And join CPR News and KRCC tonight. We'll be following updated results as the numbers come in after polls close at 7. In the meantime, Colorado Springs is working to divvy out revenue collected from a tax on recently legalized marijuana sales. Last week, City Council gave initial approval to the mayor's proposal to put about 3/4 of the more than $4 million toward public safety. Council also agreed to put around 15% toward the Downtown Clean and Safe program and around 5% toward mental health services. The final vote on the budget is November 25th. This is CPR News and KRCC.